Grace Church, how are you today?
恩典堂，早上好，你们今天好吗？
Let's open with a word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come into your presence today as the children of God.
亲爱的天父，我们今天来到你的面前，作为神的儿女。
May we give you all the glory in the preaching and proclaiming of the word of God.
愿您得到荣耀，以神的恩典来传讲您的话语。
Lord, help us to leave every distraction and worry and fear at the door this morning.
亲爱的天父，让我们把一切的干扰、一切的畏惧、一切都放在我们敬拜之外。
Prepare our hearts with an attitude of awe and worship as we study about your throne room.
准备我们的心，让我们以敬畏的心来学习您的话语。
May you be pleased in everything we do.
愿你为我们为你所做的一切得荣耀。
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
奉主基督耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
So I invite you to open up your Bibles to the book of Revelation.
说，请大家打开你圣经，打到启示录最后一章，最后一本书。
Revelation is a book unlike any other in the scriptures.
启示录是圣经中独一无二的一本书。
It was written by the Apostle John about 60 years after the death and resurrection of Jesus.
它是由使徒保罗在耶稣死后复活的60年后写成。
Revelation paints a vivid picture of the future for every single person.
启示录为每个人描述了一幅生动的未来的图景。
For redeemed believers covered by the blood of Christ, Revelation provides the long-awaited triumph of Christ over victory and sin and Satan and death.
对于那些被基督宝血遮盖的得救的信徒来说，启示录提供了他们期待已久的基督的胜利，以及战胜罪恶、撒旦和死亡的胜利。
Revelation unveils God's final plan of redemption that started all the way back in Genesis 3.
启示录揭示了神最终的救赎计划，这计划始于创世纪的第三章。
After Adam and Eve sinned against God, he cursed all of mankind.
亚当和夏娃得罪了神，神咒诅了全人类。
But God also made a promise.
但神也应许，
That he alone would provide a way of redemption from this curse.
唯有神能救赎人类脱离这个罪咒。
Genesis 3:15 is the first gospel message in the entire scripture.
创世纪的3章15节是整本圣经中第一个的福音信息。
The Bible says, I will put enmity between you and the woman. And between your seed and her seed, he shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel.
3章15节，创世纪，我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
Genesis 3:15 is prophetic. Picturing the spiritual struggle between your seed, which is Satan and unbelievers, and her seed, which is Christ, the descendant of Eve.
创世纪的3章15节是预言性的，描述了你的后裔，就是那些撒旦和不信的人，以及女人，她以及她的后裔。她的后裔呢，在这里就指的是基督，夏娃的后裔，以及所有在基督中的人之间的属灵的征战。
And from Genesis 3:15 onward, God's plan of redemption is unfolding in the Bible.
从创世纪的3章15节开始。神的救赎计划就逐渐的展开了。
In Revelation, we find the consummation of all things promised by God.
在启示录中，我们看到了神所应许的一切的圆满实现。
Revelation is how God's plan unfolds.
启示录就是神拯救计划展开的方式。
The Apostle John saw some incredible things in his lifetime.
使徒约翰一生见证了令人难以置信的事情。
He was on the Mount of Transfiguration with Peter and James.
他与彼得和雅各一同登上了，登山变相。
John was at the empty tomb on that glorious resurrection Sunday.
在那个荣耀的复活的主日，约翰来到了空坟墓旁。
He saw the resurrected Jesus in the upper room.
他在楼上的房间里看到了复活的耶稣。
And he watched as Jesus ascended into the clouds in Acts chapter 1.
在使徒行传的第一章中，约翰亲眼目睹了基督的升天。
Now in Revelation 4, John is privy to a once-in-a-lifetime trip to a place I think every believer would pay a large sum of money to visit.
今天在启示录的第四章中，约翰有幸地经历了他一生的一次的旅程，前往一个我认为是每个信徒都会不惜重金前往的地方。
In Revelation 4, John gets a visit into God's throne room.
在启示录的第四章中，约翰看到了神宝座的异象。
So open your copy of God's Word to Revelation 4 and let's take this journey with John.
请打开你的圣经,启示录的第四章。
Verse 1 says, After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I had heard, like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, said, Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things.
第四章第一节，此后我观看，见天上有门开了，我初次听见好像号角的吹号的声音，对我说：“你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。” Verse
1 tells us that John is ushered into the throne room of God through an open door.
第一节告诉我们，约翰被带进了神宝座的殿宇，穿过了一扇敞开的门。
Let me say that again. John is ushered into the throne room of God.
让我再说一遍，约翰被带到了神宝座的殿里。
This statement alone stirs my soul.
但是这句话就触动了我的心弦。
What does John see?
约翰究竟看见了什么？
What is the room like?
这个房间是什么样子？
Who's there?
那里有谁？
This very statement invites so many questions.
这句话本身就引发了无数的疑问。
A trumpet-like voice says, Come up here, and immediately John is in the throne room of God.
一个如同号角般的声音说，上到这里来，约翰立刻就来到了神宝座的殿中。
So try picturing this scene in your mind.
试着在你的脑海里描述一下这个场景。
If we follow John's words, we can recognize that the throne is the central symbol in the entire room.
如果我们顺着约翰的话语，我们就可以发现，这个宝座是房间中心的象征。
John's words describe what's on the throne, around the throne, from the throne, before the throne, and towards the throne.
约翰的话语描述了在宝座上，宝座的周围。 在宝座前，在向着宝座的含义。Let's
look at first what's on the throne in verse 2.
让我们一起看一下是什么在宝座上，在第二节。Immediately
I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting on the throne. And he who was sitting was like a jasper stone and a sardis in appearance.
我立刻被圣灵感动。 见有一宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。看那坐着的，好像碧玉和红宝石；又有红围着宝座，好像绿宝石。John
begins to describe the one seated on the throne.
约翰描述坐在宝座上的那一位。Notice
that there are no human characteristics given.
注意了，他没有给出任何人类的特征。
But rather, we see like a jasper stone and a sardis in appearance.
相反的，我们看到的是一位显出好像碧玉和红宝石的。
Jasper symbolizes majesty and brilliance and holiness.
碧玉象征着威严、光辉和圣洁。
Sardis is a reddish gemstone like a ruby that symbolizes strength and courage and protection.
红宝石是一种像红宝石一样的红色的宝石，它象征着强大的力量、勇气和保护。
You'll notice John repeatedly using the word like.
你可能注意到了，约翰反复的使用这个词"像"。
John attempts to describe with human words the magnificence of what's before him.
约翰尝试用人类的语言来描述眼前的壮观景象。
And the best he can come up with is something like a stone, a ruby, a gem.
他所能想到的最好的词就是"像一块石头，一颗红宝石，一块宝石"。
But I want us to know today that there is nothing on earth that is like heaven.
我想要我们知道，世上没有任何的东西比得上天堂。
There is nothing on earth like heaven.
一样都没有在地上的东西可以对比天堂。
But Jesus told John to write these things he's being shown.
耶稣告诉约翰要写下他所看到的一切的事情。
So, John has to use words, and this is the best that he can come up with.
所以，约翰必须用语言来表达，而这是他所能想到的最好的语言。
And if I could try to muster just one human word for what I think heaven will be like, well, the only word I can come up with is awesome.
如果要我用一个人类的语言来形容我想象中天堂会是什么样子，可能我可以想到的唯一的词就是棒极了。
Heaven is going to be awesome.
天堂一定会棒极了。
So, who is this one seated on the throne?
那么，坐在宝座上的那位是谁呢？
Who is this majestic one of strength and protection?
这位尊严充满力量和保护的是谁呢？
It's the sovereign creator of all.
是那位至高无上的创造者。
God is reigning on his throne.
神正在他的宝座上掌权。
Next, let's look around the throne.
接下来，我们看一看宝座的周围。
Verses 3 and 4 say this, and there was a rainbow around the throne, like an emerald in appearance. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white garments and golden crowns on their head.
第三节、第四节，看那作者的，好像碧玉红宝石，又有红围着宝座，好像绿宝石。宝座的周围又有24个座位，其上坐着24位长老，身穿白衣，头上戴着金冠冕。
First is a full rainbow surrounding the throne.
首先呢，是一道彩虹，一道彩虹环绕着宝座。
Everything is complete in heaven, and the rainbow is no different.
天堂里的一切都是圆满的，包括这条完美的彩虹。
And we recall that the rainbow is God's covenant with Noah and all creation to never destroy the earth by flood again.
我们还记得，彩虹是神与挪亚及万物所立的约，神永不会用洪水来毁灭地球。
Our culture today has perverted the rainbow to symbolize something that God abhors.
但是今天，我们的文化却曲解了彩虹，它代表象征了上帝所神所憎恨的东西。
For Christians, the rainbow symbolizes a promise.
对基督徒来说，彩虹象征着一个承诺。
From the throne room, God has promised to judge the world for its sin and corruption.
神在宝座前承诺要审判世人的罪恶和败坏。
But even in judgment, the rainbow promises mercy for his believers, and God always keeps his promises.
即使在神的审判当中，彩虹也应许他追随。也是他应许追随者会得到怜悯。我们知道，神始终信守他的诺言。
Next, we see the 24 elders seated on the thrones.
接下来，我们看到24位长老坐在宝座上，
These are the redeemed people of God.
他们是蒙神拯救的子民。
Born again believers, new creatures who have been transformed by the cleansing power of Jesus Christ.
是重生的信徒，是被基督耶稣洁净大能改变的
They
新造
wear
的人。
the victor's crown and their robes are white.
他们头戴胜利者的冠冕，身穿洁白的袍子。
These are overcomers who have victory in Christ over their sins.
他们是得胜者，在基督中得胜。
They have been washed white as snow by the blood of Jesus.
他们的罪被基督的宝血洗净，洁白如雪。
See, only the righteous will inherit heaven.
只有义人才能承受天国。
Someday, my fellow Christians, we too will be seated around the throne of God.
我的基督徒同胞们，终有一天，我们也会坐在宝座的周围。
2 Timothy 2:12, I love this verse. If we endure, we will also reign with him.
我非常喜爱的提摩太后书十二章十二节。
If we,
我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王。我们若不认他，他也必不认我们。
If we deny him, he also will deny us.
我们若不认他，他也必不认我们。
Scanning the room, we see thunder and lightning flowing from the throne.
环绕这个房间，我们可以看到闪电和雷声从王座涌出。
Verse 5, out from the throne came flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder.
第五节，有闪电、声音、雷轰从宝座中发出。
From the throne, we see a reminder of God's awesome power and his presence.
我们也可以看到神的同在也从王座中涌出。
Thunder and lightning represent God's judgment, which is at the heart of the book of Revelation.
我们可以看到，闪电，声音和雷轰呢，是象征着神的审判。
These are warning flashes from God.
这些都是来自神的警告的声音。
A storm is on the way.
暴风雨即将来临。
His judgment is imminent.
他的审判迫在眉睫。
And God's throne is the sole judgment seat.
而神的宝座就是唯一的审判台。
Our society embraces a God that's all love and despises a God that has judgment.
我们今天的社会会拥抱一位充满爱的神，却鄙视一个审判的神。
They love the vision of the rainbow, yet they reject the thunder and the lightning.
他们喜爱彩虹的意象，却拒绝审判的雷电。
But God is just, and the cross tells us that sin will be punished.
但神是公义的，十字架告诉我们罪必受审罚。
Judgment for every believer, judgment for every person, whether you're a believer or not, is on the horizon.
每个人，无论是信与不信，都要面临审判。
As we continue examining the room before the throne, we see two images.
当我们继续的观察宝座前的空间时，我们看见了两幅的图像。
Continuing in verse 5, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne, there was something like a sea of glass, like crystal.
我们继续看第五节，又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着。这七灯就是神的七灵。宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛。
The seven spirits of God represent the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
神的七灵代表圣灵的丰富。
No longer is he the comforter, but the fire represents judgment.
他不再是安慰者。火乃是审判。
John MacArthur said that the lamps represent wisdom and understanding, counsel, strength, knowledge, reverence, and deity.
约翰·麦克阿瑟说，灯代表了智慧、聪明、忠告、力量、知识、敬畏和神性。
Present in the throne room is the Holy Trinity. God the Father is on the throne, the Holy Spirit in the lamps, and King Jesus is in Revelation 5.
宝座殿里有三位一体的真神，父神坐在宝座上，圣灵在灯中，君王耶稣都出现在启示录的第五章。
John sees something like a sea of glass, like crystal.
约翰看见好像玻璃海，又像水晶。
In heaven, radiant light will bounce around and refract as far as the eye can see.
在天堂，灿烂的光芒四处反射，折射到眼睛所及之处。
Heaven will be the most beautiful vision your eyes have ever seen.
天堂将是你从未见过的最美的景象。
In and around the throne, verses 6 through 8, and in the center and around the throne, four living creatures, full of eyes in the front and behind, the first creature like a lion, the second creature like a calf, the third creature had a face like a man, the fourth creature was like a flying eagle, and the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are full of eyes around and within.
在宝座的周围是在启示录的4章6到8节，宝座中和宝座周围有四个活物，前后遍体都满了眼睛。第一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个脸面像人，第四个像飞鹰。四合活物各有6个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛。
In and around the throne, we see powerful images of angelic beings.
在宝座的内外，我们看到了充满力量的天使的形象。
The lion, the calf, the man, the eagle all represent strength and majesty and service and intelligence and wisdom and swiftness.
狮子、牛犊、人和鹰分别象征着力量与威严、服务、智慧与敏捷。
And their spot is right next to the throne, and they serve God day and night.
他们的位置就在宝座的旁边，日夜的服侍着神。
Finally, we see the exaltation towards the throne.
最后，我们看到了这个宝座的升天。
The four living creatures lead worship to the one who sits on the throne.
是活物引领我们敬拜那坐在宝座上的。
The Eternal One, the Almighty One, who sits on the throne from the beginning of time until the end of time, will be worshipped.
那位永恒者、全能者，从始至终的都坐在宝座上。
Their mouths praise and glorify and give honor and declare the worthiness of God.
他们的口赞美、荣耀、尊荣，宣告我们神的尊贵。
Verses 8 and 9, and the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings full of eyes around, within, and day and night, they do not cease to say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is to come.
8节到9节，四活物各有6个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛。他们昼夜不停地说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
And when the living creatures give glory and honor to and thanks to him who sits on the throne, to him who lives forever and ever.
”每逢四活物将荣耀尊贵。感谢归给那坐在宝座上、活到永永远远的时候。
These beings are full of eyes and they're aware of everything pertaining to their duties as assigned by God.
这些生物活物都长满了眼睛，熟知神赋予他们一切的职责。
And the 24 elders, they follow the lead and they fall down on their faces and they worship.
24位长老也跟随他们俯伏敬拜。
Verses 10 through 11, the 24 elders will fall down before him who sits on the throne and will worship him who lives forever and ever and will cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Worthy are you, O Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and because of your will, they existed and were created.
那10到11节，那24位长老就匍匐在 匍匐在座宝座的面前敬拜那活到永永远远，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前，说：“我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。”
The elders add to the heavenly chorus by proclaiming the worthiness of God.
长老们也加入到天国的合唱当中，宣告神的尊贵。
How my heart bursts with joy and gladness at the sound of people worshiping our King.
听到人们敬拜我们君王的声音，我的心充满了喜悦和欢欣。
The Apostle John witnesses one of the greatest scenes that anybody will ever see with their own eyes, heavenly worship to God around his throne.
使徒约翰亲眼见证了世人所能亲眼见证的最伟大的景象之一，在天上，人们在神宝座前敬拜他。
Every creature and every believer, by their words and actions, will declare God's glory, honor, and power.
每一个受造物和每一个信徒都将用他们的言行彰显神的荣耀、尊贵和全能。
He has created all things and he deserves our worship.
他创造了万物，他配得我们的敬拜。
Forever and ever, believers of yesterday, today, and tomorrow will unite as we sing together, Worthy are you, O Lord and our God.
昨天、今天、明天的信徒将永远同心合意高唱：“我们的主，我们的神，你是配得的。”
One day, you and I, we will be shoulder to shoulder with Paul, with Moses, with Noah.
终有一天，你我也将与保罗、摩西、挪亚、
With Billy Graham and Adrian Rogers.
葛培里、亚德里安·罗伯斯、
With Rahab and Ruth, David and Daniel.
撒和、路德、大卫、但以理。
One day, Mr. Jing. One day, Mr. John.
有一天，黄静先生。石
One
区先生，
day, deacons.
执事们，
One day, brothers and sisters in Christ,
主内的弟兄姐妹们，
together we will sing the praises of our Creator God.
我们将一同的歌颂我们的造物主。
In this amazing, once-in-a-lifetime journey, John sees what nobody else this side of heaven has ever seen.
在这段奇妙的一生一世的旅程中，约翰看到了天堂这边从未有人见过的景象。
And through this once in a lifetime revelation, Jesus Christ is proclaiming to John, Everything I ever taught you is absolute truth.
通过这一生一世的启示，基督耶稣正在向约翰说。我教过你的一切都是绝对的真理。
John, I taught you that I and the Father are one.
约翰，我教过你，我与父原是一体。
John, I taught you that I am the good shepherd who lays down my life for the sheep.
约翰，我教过你，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
John, I taught you that I am the resurrection of the life in the life when I raised Lazarus.
约翰，我使拉萨路复活的时候，我教过你，复活在我，生命也在我。
John, I taught you that I am going to prepare a place for you.
约翰，我告诉你，我去为你预备地方了。
John, though your circumstances on earth will be difficult, your suffering for the gospel is not in vain.
约翰，虽然你在世上的境遇会是很艰难。那你为福音所受的苦难并非徒劳。
John, every trial you've ever faced, every suffering moment for the gospel, every time you preached the gospel, every time you told somebody about the resurrected Christ was not in vain.
约翰，你所面对的每一个试炼，你为福音所受的每一个苦难，你每一次传扬神的福音，你每一次向人讲述复活的基督，都并非徒劳。
John, the gospel words that you penned for generations to read and know and trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior are absolute truth.
约翰，你写下的这些福音话语，世世代代都读过，认识并信靠基督耶稣为救主和生命的主，这些都是绝对的真理。John,
it's all real.
约翰，这一切都是真的。
It's all real.
约翰，这一切都是真的。
Every word is true.
圣经当中的每一句话都是真实的。
John, I know it cost you everything to follow me.
约翰，我知道你为了追随我付出了你的一切。
I know what you gave up to be my disciple.
我知道你为了成为我的门徒放弃了什么。
I know you didn't always understand everything.
我知道你并非总是明白一切。
And I know you never lost faith in me.
我知道你从未对我失去信心。
So John, this is your eternity.
所以约翰，这就是你的永恒。
Wow. Wow. What comfort this must have been to an exiled John.
这对流亡的约翰来说，这是莫大的安慰。
It's all real.
一切都是真的。Everything
I heard and everything I believed, it's all real.
我听到的一切，我所相信的一切都是真的。Praise
the name of Jesus.
赞美耶稣的圣名。
John was in so much awe in this moment, he doesn't make one mention about his exile, his life trials, his failures, his disappointments.
约翰如此的敬畏，以至于他只字未提他自己的流亡，他人生的考验，他人生中的失败或失望。
And I believe with all my heart that it will be the exact same for every one of us the moment we are before the throne of God.
我真心的相信。
I stand before you right now under the authority of the Word of God to say heaven is real.
现在我站在你们的面前，以神的权威向你们宣告，天堂就是真实存在的。Heaven
is real.
天堂是真实存在的。For
eons, people have been curious about heaven.
千万年以来，人们对天堂一直充满了好奇。Many
have claimed to have died and gone to heaven and to come back with a story about their experience.
许多人声称自己死后去了天堂，回来后讲述他自己的经历。And
people flock to stores to buy their books and read about their experience.
人们蜂拥地到书店去购买这些书籍，阅读他们的经历。People
buy their books from these so-called afterlife experts, and then you never hear from them again.
人们从这些所谓的死后专家的那里买书，然后你就再也听不见他们的消息了。But
they exploit the fact that people want to know about heaven.
但他们却利用了人们渴望了解天堂的心理。
Ecclesiastes 3:11 tells us that God has set eternity on our hearts.
在传道书的3章11节已经告诉了我们，神已将永生安置在我们心中。Everybody
has a curiosity about what's next after this life.
每个人都对来世充满了好奇。
And we only need to turn to scriptures to find out what heaven's truly going to be like.
我们只需要翻开圣经, 就能找到真正的天堂。
And I promise you, it's better than any fabricated story or Hollywood script.
我向你保证, 它比任何虚构的故事或好莱坞的剧本都要精彩。
So there's three observations about heaven I want us to see.
关于天堂, 这里有三个观察。
Observation number one, the throne is occupied.
第一点呢, 就是, 这个王就在王位,宝座之上。
Central to the throne room is the power seat of God, and it is occupied now and forevermore.
在宝座的中央我们看到,
The Oval Office doesn't contain the throne of God.
在白宫的椭圆办公室里边没有神的宝座。
Vatican City does not contain the throne of God.
在梵蒂冈的城里也没有神的宝座。
The throne is in heaven with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
宝座是在天上与圣父、圣子、圣灵同在。
And from the throne, God exercises sovereignty over everything.
神从宝座上行使一切的主权。
Everything around the throne, on the throne, coming from the throne, and towards the throne declares the glory of the one seated on the throne.
在宝座的周围，在宝座上，从宝座而来，以及朝向宝座的一切，都在宣告那坐在宝座上的荣耀。
Just a week or so ago, people from all over the world gazed upon Vatican City to get a glimpse of the new Pope.
就在一周前，世界各地的人都齐聚在梵蒂冈，只为了一睹新教皇的风采。
Why? It's Jesus we worship.
为什么我们敬拜的是耶稣？
It's Jesus who created all things. It's the Word of God that is authority. Yet we idolize and worship people. Why?
耶稣创造了万物，神的话语才是权威。然而，我们却要将人当作偶像敬拜他，为什么？
As the white smoke came out of the chimney signifying the election of a new pope, the people would shout, "We have a pope! We have a pope!"
当白烟从烟囱中冒出，标志着新教皇的选举时，人们会高呼：“我们有了教皇，我们有了教皇！”No,
we have a savior.
不，我们已经有了救世主。We
have a messiah.
我们有弥赛亚。And
his name is Jesus.
他的名字是耶稣。The
throne is occupied by God. And nobody will ever have the power to unseat him. It's not up for a vote. Christ is king forever.
宝座已经由神坐在座上，无人能够撼动他的王权。这不是投票决定的，基督永远是王。
The second observance, salvation produces a heart of praise.
第二点，救恩。 会让我们产生一颗赞美的心。
Have you picked up on what we'll be doing in heaven?
你明白我们在天堂上要做什么吗？
It's not floating around on a cloud and strumming a harp.
不是漂浮在云端弹奏竖琴。
We will worship the Creator day and night.
我们要敬拜造物者，昼夜不停。
Can I tell you what's missing from the throne room?
我可以告诉你宝座前缺少什么吗？
Lukewarm worship.
不冷不热的敬拜。
Thoughtless, mindless, repetitious, lackadaisical worship will never exist in heaven.
轻率的、没有意义的、重复的、懒散的敬拜在天堂里永远也不会存在。
with full hearts and great cheer as one body in Christ, with one voice and one song, everything that has breath will praise the Lord.
而是满怀喜悦，欢呼雀跃，如同基督基督中的一体，同声同歌，万物都要赞美主。
With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings.
我与万物一同歌唱，赞美万王之王。
Start worshiping now so we'll be ready to worship when we get in heaven.
让我们现在就这样敬拜，准备好在天堂的敬拜。
The last observation, you are deeply wanted in heaven.
第三个观察。 天堂十分的需要你。
I'm going to say that again. You are deeply wanted in heaven.
天堂十分的需要你。
Everything necessary for us to spend eternity with Him is complete.
我们与神共度永恒所需的一切都已经完成。
God has given us His word to know Him.
神已经赐下了他的圣言，使我们认识他。
God has given us His Son as a demonstration of His love.
神已经赐下了他独生的爱子，作为他爱的见证。
Jesus left perfection to come and to die and to take away the sins of the world.
耶稣舍弃了完美，来到世上受死，担当了世人的罪孽。
And Christ has pulled back the curtain of heaven and He lets us peer into the throne room of heaven.
基督已经拉开了至圣所的天堂的帷幕，让我们可以看到宝座的殿宇。
Is God a God of love? Of course He is.
我们的神是一位充满爱的神吗? 当然是。
He has provided us a glimpse into our eternal heavenly future because He wants you there with Him forever and ever.
神已经让我们可以一览天堂的未来，因为他希望我们永远与他同在。
Jesus died to unite us with the Father.
耶稣舍命是为了使我们与天父合一。
But do not be deceived.
不要被欺骗。
Our culture today says all roads lead to heaven.
我们今天的文化宣扬告诉我们，条条大路都可以通往天堂。
Our culture is so pluralistic.
我们的文化是如此的多元化。
There are many variations of Christianity that teach something about Jesus, but their theology is so far off.
许多基督教派别都教导关于基督的耶稣的知识，但他们的神学却与真正的真理相去甚远。
We're surrounded by Muslims and Buddhists and atheists and Hindus who are light years away from the truth about Christ.
我们的周围还有穆斯林、佛教徒、无神论者和印度教徒，他们离基督的真理都是非常的遥远。
Yet they too believe that this eternal destiny is theirs.
然而，这些人也相信，他们也拥有同样永恒的生命。
Do not be deceived.
不要被欺骗。
There are not many ways to heaven.
通往天堂的道路没有那么多。
There are not many different roads to the same God.
通往同一位神的道路也没有那么多。
Don't be deceived by what social media tells you.
不要被社交媒体所误导。
Don't be deceived by what your liberal college professor tells you.
不要被误导，被那些自由派的大学教授来误导你。
Or a school board official.
或者是学校董事会的官员。
Or even every Bible teacher.
甚至每一个圣经主日学老师所欺骗。
There is only one way, and it's the narrow way of Jesus Christ.
那里只有一条路通向主耶稣，而且这是一条窄路。
John 10:7-9. So Jesus said to them again, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who come to me, who come before me, are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture."
约翰福音十章七到九节，所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在地告诉你们，我就是羊的门，凡在我以先来的都是贼，是强盗，羊却不听他们。我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。
The door of salvation is open for you today.
救恩的门今天已经为你敞开了。
The Lord Jesus is calling you to walk through the door to eternal life.
主基督耶稣正在召唤你走进永生的门。
Jesus is clearly saying he is the only entry point to the kingdom.
耶稣清楚明确地说，他就是进入天国的唯一入口。
Never forget that one day the trumpet will sound and eternity will call your name.
永远不要忘记，有一天号角会吹起，永恒会呼唤你的名字。
I pray no matter how young or old you are, that you will never forget the reality of your mortality.
我祷告，无论是你年老或者年轻，你都永远不会忘记你终有一死的现实。
Maybe you're ready, maybe you're not.
也许你准备好了，也许你还没有准备好。
Maybe you're saved, maybe you're not.
也许你已经得救了，也许你还没有。
Maybe you're 70, maybe you're 17.
也许你七十岁，也许你十七岁。
Nobody knows the day or the hour of their last breath on earth.
没有人知道自己在世上的最后一口气在哪一天或者哪一个小时。
There's one thing you can't do, you cannot do in heaven.
只有一件事你在天堂里是做不到的。
You cannot repent and believe.
你不能够悔改并且相信。
If you delay and delay and delay, and that final day comes, and you have rejected Christ, and you're standing before the throne, it's too late.
如果你拖延，拖延，再拖延，等到末日来临，你拒绝了基督，站在宝座场宝座前，那就太晚了。
You've missed the door.
你已经错过了天堂的门。
For those who don't know Christ, there won't be a crown in heaven or a seat at the throne.
对于那些不认识基督的人来说，在天堂里，他们是不会有冠冕，宝座上也不会有他们的座位。
Don't make the fatal mistake of thinking you have time.
不要犯下致命的错误，认为你还有时间。
Repent and believe in the Lord Jesus today.
今天就要悔改，就要相信主基督耶稣。
J.C. Ryle said this, "The first step in preparation for heaven is to know you deserve nothing but hell."
J.C. 莱尔曾经说过，为进入天堂做准备的第一步，就是要知道你只配下地狱。
I stand before you today as a preacher that is certain that I deserve nothing but hell.
今天我站在你们面前，我是一位传道人，但是我确信我自己配得的是地狱。
But I receive this free gift of salvation, and my heart sings the praises of the Lord Jesus.
但我领受了这份免费的救恩，我的心歌颂赞美神。
I receive nothing but the blood of Jesus.
我除了基督的宝血之外，什么也没有接受过。
If you have even a, a tingling in your heart, an iota of warmth about coming to the cross of Calvary. Don't ignore that.
如果你今天的心中有一丝的感动，哪怕只是一丝的暖意，想要来到骷髅地的十字架前，也不要忽视这份激动。Taste
and see that the Lord is good.
尝尝主恩的滋味。Come
to Christ today.
你就知道这是美善的。今天就来信靠基督吧。For
my brothers and sisters in Christ,
在我基督里的弟兄姐妹们,
heaven is real.
天堂是真实存在的。
One day soon, the door of heaven will be open for each one of us.
将来的一天, 天堂的门会向我们每一位敞开。
One day that trumpet will sound and our Father will call us home.
将来有一天, 号角将响起, 我们的天父将呼唤我们回家。
You will be in the eternal, majestic, powerful, holy presence of a sinless, spotless Lamb.
你们将与那位永恒、威严、强大、神圣的、没有罪的羔羊同在。Every
fear and every anxiety, every disappointment, every failure will be nothing but a distant memory.
一切的恐惧、焦虑、失望和失败都将成为遥远的记忆。We
owe it all to the one who paid it all, Jesus Christ.
我们欠那位为我们付出一切的救主耶稣。So
while we're here, let's store up as many crowns as we can through our service to the Lord Jesus.
但当我们活在世上的时候, 让我们通过服侍神来尽可能的更多的积攒冠冕。Earn
as many crowns as possible because one day you're going to hand them right back to him and you're going to be so glad to do it.
我们要尽可能的来赚取这个冠冕，因为终有一天你会将这些冠冕交给他，而你会为此而感到欣慰。Let's
pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Oh, Father, your church